What a gig she's got at this time of year over there in Europe. The European summer for sport is spectacular. Got to be at some time of the year. Wimbledon, Roger Federer's great win, Daniel Ricciardo at the British GP, and now the British Open Golf this weekend. Jack, you are spoilt. Good morning.
I am spoiled. I'm at Royal Birkdale at the moment, and it's been a glorious day, and it's been an unbelievable couple of weeks, as you've mentioned, and it's continuing on. We've got the World Athletics Championships after the golf too, so it's still going, and yes, I do have the best job in the world.
Henrik Stenson last year, Jack, won the British Open. This year, Dustin Johnson and Jordan Spieth are favourites. How can you see those guys playing this week? Are they the ones to chase?
Well, I don't know about that because the last seven Masters have been won by first-time winners. So if you've won a championship, then you're unlikely at the moment. The stats show you're not going to win this one. So it's a really wide open field. There's no one that's really dominated golf like Tiger did. 10, 15 years ago. And the conditions here too are so variable. So it's a matter of just getting it on the fairway. I spoke to Mark Leishman just a few hours ago, and he's feeling really good. He's had a big win this year and a couple of great performances, and he's just had a new baby. So he's saying that everything off the course is great for him. So he's feeling that his golf is reflected in that happiness he has off the field, and he feels that he's got a strong chance this time. Of course, 2 years ago at St Andrews, he was in that playoff, and he feels that he's playing better golf now than back then. But of course, a lot can just depend on the weather and the draw, and hopefully everyone gets similar conditions throughout the day so that, a bad spell of weather doesn't really decimate half the field.
Well, sadly, that doesn't work, does it? Sometimes you tee off in the morning, it's just beautiful and pristine, and then the afternoon wind blows up as well. What about Adam Scott? He's been travelling reasonable at the moment. He hasn't really set the world on fire. He's at $29 to get the win.
Yes, and I mean, Adam Scott has been so hot and cold, and just when you think he's on great form and now's his chance, that's when he seems to go to pieces. And I think now he's been flying under the radar a lot. We've got 10 Australians in this Open, and I think, most of the focus has been on Jason Day. And so I think Adam Scott really likes not having that pressure, not having the publicity, just doing his own thing. And I think that will help his game too. Whereas Jason Day, he's been struggling of late. Again, he's a little bit unpredictable, and so he can have just a major form reversal in a day, let alone in a week or a month. So, I really don't think anyone can be ruled out at this stage.
What about Rory? I mean, a big fan, but there is a thought process from the greater they, that he's so comfortable with his life with so much money and now he's married that he's not working as hard as he probably should be. And I think he's missed the last three cuts or two cuts.
Yes, he has, and that's been of concern, but it's of concern to him as well. And we did see that a few years ago when he first got engaged, and he was to Caroline Wozniacki, wasn't it? And his form went off the boil then as well. And then when they had the big split, suddenly he's playing brilliant golf again. So there is something to be said for Rory when life's good for him off the course. It doesn't actually reflect well for him when he's swinging the club. So maybe he needs to have a bit of turmoil to get him going well. But you would think, boy, if he needs a great performance on his home turf, really, doesn't he? And so, and there is a lot of scrutiny on what's going on with him, and this is his big moment. And some players do rise to that challenge, and others don't. And this could be a real test of whether he can turn that around.
Well, he missed the cut at the US Open. He's the Irish Open, which was hosted by his foundation. He missed the cut in that one. He's just missing putts. He said the other day, I'm not hitting seven overs, that kind of stuff. I'm hitting even par, but even par is just not good enough to cut it. So it's going to be a fantastic 4 days. Just quickly, Jack, Daniel Ricciardo, start at 19th, finish 5th.
I know, and that just shows what an exceptional driver he is. To overtake and weave his way through the field. A lot of drivers can't do that, but Daniel Ricciardo can, and he loved it. At the end, he was just saying how much fun it was, and he was just so happy that he'd performed so much better than what most people thought he would do. He had thought beforehand he might make his way up to about 8th or 7th, but 5th, and, you know, for Sebastian Vettel to be 7th with a late tyre puncture, you know, it's now set up a great rest of the season now. The tussle between Lewis Hamilton and Sebastian Vettel, that just gets spicier and spicier, and Daniel's just in there all the time plugging away. It's great to see.
Good on you, Jacqueline. We're jealous about you being at Royal Birkdale. Well, thank you for your time.